Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I am Lori.
I'm Patty.
I'm Britton.
We're just saying we haven't all three been together in a minute.
And after today, we all won't be together for another minute because you have a fun trip planned.
I know.
So
yeah. Off to, I wish I knew a music or something, but so for my husband and I, 35th anniversary, we're going to Scotland.
That's nice.
So I'm for 16 days.
That's exciting.
So
I hope you love the food. It sucked to be in a country and hate the food for 16 days.
I've heard that the food is much better than given. And even like some of the blood sausage.
Yeah.
And stuff is like, I mean, I'll try everything probably, but.
They call it, I call it black pudding or
and
something.
Not porridge, but there's
haggis. Yeah.
Haggis. I love Scottish eggs.
So. I think that's sheep. Brains or something.
Don't tell me what it is. I don't want to know.
Not Scottish eggs, the haggis.
I don't want to know.
Scotch eggs, I think, is just an egg wrapped
like
in sausage or something.
Haggis.
Okay.
If you know what haggis is, tell us in the comments or just Google it and tell us, since we're the queens of not knowing what things are.
Or don't.
Yeah. Or not.
Oh, we have my friend here.
That is so cool.
Oh my gosh. So my youngest son, Branson, he had an idea for his girlfriend to, is it crocheted?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crochet me a giraffe.
And they gave it
to me yesterday.
That's amazing.
It's so cute. So I had to share it because it's just so cute.
I didn't
cried
tell you
a
though.
Little bit.
I messaged her and told her how cool it was. I'm like, Lori absolutely loved that. That was really cool. And she says, thanks. I never want to see it again. Because she said she took it apart so many times and redid it.
Yeah, she did it. And then she had to, I guess, cut it because she had the pieces in the wrong order or something. And then she had to redo all those connecting stitches. But it is so cute. And I love the color scheme of it because I would never put these colors down and say, these match.
Never.
Do you know what I mean?
Never. Yeah.
But it looks
so cute.
It's like the tones are so cute.
Some people just know colors that work together and have
one of those.
And
it's so cushy. Like, it feels like an emotional support giraffe.
And I watched a video of Branson crocheting one of the granny squares.
Oh, so Branson helped make it too.
Yeah.
That's
well,
really
and
cool.
Then she ripped it all out, I guess.
But. And redid it.
Oh, well, I have my hat Hannah made that I love. And then she made that book thing, you know?
Bag,
a little book bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my mom is wonderful too. Yeah. I actually was just getting my clothes ready for Scotland. And my mom made me some little shawls.
Yeah, those are cute.
Like, really cute.
Yeah. Hey, Patty.
I just tried my black one on again. I love it because she made it so that wraps, and then there's a whole tie that wraps back around.
That's cool.
But I think that's going to be super helpful with that weird weather, like the in-between weather.
Yeah. I love people who can create stuff. Like, my mom's a quilter, and so everybody gets quilts. And, like, those are just, like, so special to have. And then we're always thinking about new things that she can do. So, like, she's making, like, my sister, like, this really hard, like, it's like a quilt with a tree on it. But just for Christmas, I have a Christmas tree skirt. And then she texted me yesterday, I've got all this stuff for your Christmas present. And I'm like, oh, I just want to know what it is so bad, you know?
Do you know I have a blanket cut up, ready?
What, that you made?
Blankets that we made? Mm-hmm. I literally have one. It's, like, frogs, and it's a boy blanket.
Yeah.
When did you acquire this?
I don't know who it was supposed to be for.
I'm not sure.
When the kids were little, we made them, my mom and Joanne and Jody, and we made all of the kids' blankets.
They made us like these groovy girl blankets.
Oh.
And I don't remember. We had to like cut out all the thing and then X stitch them. And
did you stitch it by hand or did you use a sewing machine?
A sewing machine. Yeah. It was like all these little squares that you did together, but you left the edges up. So they like frayed.
Oh, so it frayed. That's right.
They were really cute.
They're really cute.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I'm pretty
you are
crafty.
Yeah.
But I really have to be in the mood for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am crafty, but it's like more kindergarten crafty.
Scrapbooks.
Yeah.
And stuff. Like those scrapbooks you did for the kids. I never saw those before. You had them in, I don't know, a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, like you really took some time.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, when the kids were little, like we did lots of crafts and stuff.
Yeah.
Like time. Like by the time I get home, my energy's gone. So
yeah.
When I was home, I mean, I work part time.
Yeah.
So that was.
Just doing anything
good
when
morning,
you get home
Patty.
Anymore sometimes is hard, you know.
But I don't
That's
have
so
patience
cool.
for this stuff.
That's really
like,
cool.
I can't even imagine doing that. Like, and it's so big, but it is so, I mean, I took it around the office. I made everybody like hug it.
It's really cool.
Because it is so, it's like a baby. Like it's I was squishy. Patting its butt while morning, I was Deborah. Squishing it.
It's so cute.
Yeah. And her name is Dolly.
Yeah. I love yep. that. That's super cute. Good job, Hannah. We're proud of you.
Yes. Thank you, Hannah. It yeah. really means a lot. When people, my kids are very thoughtful gift givers. I don't feel like I'm as nearly as thoughtful as they
yes,
are.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, but, you are. And, but handmade stuff just mm-hmm. always is going to melt my heart.
So I'm glad you said that word. Cause when I messaged Hannah, I said, I think Lori's three things are honesty, loyalty, and, thoughtfulness. And I said, and you hit thoughtfulness really big. So yeah. I think she really liked that. Yes.
Yeah. And for Mother's Day, Branson had given me a book for Scotland too.
Oh, that's
to, like,
cool.
Journal, your journal. Pictures
yeah, it's cool looking.
Yeah. I mean, and I know Britain spearheads a lot of the thoughtful gifts.
She does.
But I feel like you've kind of led the way and kind of.
The collage at home is really cool.
I'm like, okay, guys, you yeah. can do this.
Yeah. It's all good. You got this. You got this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to try some coffee today. I know Deborah got the fudge shot box and loved it. But so, yeah, by the way, the box.
I've had a few shot. Of them. We always brew Oops. Something in the
front.
In the front. Yeah. So, but this box, first of all, our subscription box. And I know, I feel like this is when we do our workout video mm-hmm. and they say the same thing every time. And I'm like, I know.
Stop repeating yourself.
But for people who are new, our subscription box. Is go ahead, Patty.
Oh, it's Fudge Shop, and this was inspired last.
No, not that.
Oh I'm sorry. The subscription is a monthly box that we put together with four different flavors. It has a theme and four different flavors of coffee every month. You can get it in 2.5 ounce ground packages, like you see. You can get it in the single serve pods, or you can get it in the 12 ounce packages, ground or whole bean. And they're always also available in decaf or regular.
And if you know you're going to buy them all, just go right to the big ones. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because yeah. I like the idea of the little packages, yeah. but then it's like, oh, if I know yeah. I'm going to buy it, yeah. then just buy it straight out because the price is really great.
I spend a lot of time on Facebook explaining because people will see our ads, right? So we'll put an ad out that will show the box. When the box ships, it's sold out, right? And we don't tell people what the flavors are beforehand. So it's a surprise to everybody. But then people will see the ads and then they want the whole box.
Well, they because our people, you know, write little videos, but yeah. it's already too late to buy that box.
Right.
But that's like with BarkBox or any other subscription.
Right. Yeah. Once it's gone, it's gone. And then on the 22nd of every month, we give the full size flavors are on our website and you can buy your favorites from that box. Especially if one like radiates more to you, like I really like pistachio.
But what a fun gift either to someone else or to yourself. Yeah. I mean, for $25, it's a great value.
Yeah. Including shipping. Yeah,
so.
Which is awesome. And this box was really inspired by Mackinac Island. So anybody in Michigan, or even if you're not from Michigan, maybe you've heard of Mackinac Island. It's the island we have here in Michigan. And they are very, known for their fudge. Yeah. And like there's no cars on the island, so it's all horse-drawn.
There's tons of fudge shops.
So yeah. I was there last 4th of July, and they have horse-drawn, like the Amazon. They have Amazon horse-drawn carriages. It's really cool. I sat and watched them deliver on Main Street. Yeah,
because you think know that.
I didn't know that either, but it was so cool to watch Amazon horse-drawn carriage. And just everything there is just kind of like stepping back in time.
Well, no cars allowed on the island. And yeah. I think I just read something about like places, the bucket list of places
yes.
you have to go. And Mackinac yeah. Island is one of those places,
I think. I think it's 8 miles around, but I could be wrong about that.
That sounds right.
And so you rent bikes, you can ride bikes, you can do carriage rides. There's actually a lot of hiking and little parks.
I'm gonna
and
say
picnics, like we do picnics and ride your bike and go have a picnic.
Yeah. It's pretty sketch though, because they let anybody just go like rent a horse with like no, like I've never ridden a horse, right? So like they just let anybody just go rent a horse and ride it around the around the island, and that's pretty sketch.
Are you
and
sure?
Yes, because I was just there and we walked by the stables and we were like looking into it. And I'm like, yeah, I've never done this before. Like, yeah, you can just.
I think you have to take a lesson.
Maybe, you still can just get on it without a lot of information.
Sedona wanted to ride a horse so badly, and Kevin and her had like 20 minutes. So literally paid the person like $50 for just to like do the horse up and down the street for like 10 minutes.
That's funny.
But she was so happy.
Yeah, no, it is the whole like thing about it kind of freaks me out. Good morning, morning Bill.
I'm like, we finally have our so heat advisories are gone.
Oh, yes.
But it's still hot. And the air is broken at the office. So
yeah,
not this.
Yeah, every time one of us has a meeting and we shut our door to do like a phone call, I'm just sitting here the whole time like, get this done. I'm so hot.
I was very thankful to have a swimming pool this weekend.
I bet.
I spent a lot of time
there. I bet. Patty said she loved the chocolate flavored coffees. The cherry one sounds delicious. We agree. That one is a super
popular. These were really good. I'm really excited to even drink them this morning. I didn't bring my coffee in so we can drink these.
Okay.
So what's our first one?
So we're going to do the chocolate
peanut butter fudge.
Yeah.
So creamy chocolate meets smooth, nutty peanut butter, just like you would imagine. And I'm going to be honest, I hate fudge.
Really?
I just think it's disgusting.
I buy so much of it every time I go to.
I don't like that feeling of it on my teeth. It's so sugary.
Yeah, it is pretty sugary.
I will say I used to be a huge fudge fan, and the last couple of times that I've had it, it makes your teeth hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Well, I guess this is a good way for you guys to enjoy fudge without actually eating fudge.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's with a good three calories instead.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, the full size is available.
Yeah.
I do like
brownies. They launch on the 22nd of every month. And they've been selling like every day. Oh, yeah. The girls are restocking.
It's 7 days out.
Oh, I know gosh, the chocolate so cherry K-Cups like is pretty limited. Like there's like maybe less than 20. I think when I went out there yesterday, it was like one box.
Well, the K-Cups we've honestly been making a little bit more of.
Yeah.
Every time.
This is so good. See, so I think fudge should have a brownie texture, like a chewy brownie texture. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I would be all about it.
Yeah. Yeah. When I went to Beaky's, 2 years ago, they had a whole like fudge sampler box that I bought, had like a ton of different kinds of fudge, and it was really good. But I'm a fudge fan. I like fudge a lot.
And you'd think because I like texture. I don't, but something about fudge texture. I'm just not a fan.
Mm, this is good though. I like
this. This is so good. This is one of my favorite coffees right here. This chocolate peanut butter is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big Reese's fan too.
I mean, I think chocolate peanut butter ice cream is the perfect food, right? You've got antioxidants from chocolate. You have protein from peanut butter, you know, protein from the ice cream. And then it's, you know, put it in coffee.
I gained 30 pounds in college because we just took chocolate ice cream and put peanut butter in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you see the QR code on the screen? Deborah, see if you can follow that.
She's looking for coffee or K-Cups.
Yeah. But yeah, so if you go on our website under exclusive coffees.
It was VIPs only.
Well, they've been selling a lot. So
that'd be on. We're selling them.
Yeah. She's going to double check right now. But it should be
someone scanned it,
under flavored coffee, exclusive coffee, or if you go to on the top of our website, there's a coffee of the month club. And then that one also says like exclusive coffee.
Good morning,
and
Charles.
And that one should show that.
It should be
good morning,
even
Charles.
Just in the flavored coffee section.
Yeah. And I think they come up pretty high up on those flavors. But yeah, just remember the 22nd of every month is when the full size flavors go live. And right now we have a freebie sale going on. So no codes needed, but every order gets a freebie added. So that's been fun.
I was adding freebies on Monday. Yeah. So it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I get excited. I'm like, oh, it's just fun stuff to try. That's maybe something different.
Yeah.
I love that when you just get something that you might not buy regularly.
Yeah. Well, and some of it was kind of cool because some of them were like past flavors, like the banana pudding that people wanted. So I was putting some of the banana pudding in, and I'm like, oh, I know people really want these flavors.
For sure. I should have snagged some of those.
Do you see them, Britton?
I'm doing something else.
Okay.
Oh, I'm looking. I'm trying to refresh something.
Okay, cool.
So with this traveling, I've gotten to this whole nother level and group of women that are convinced that you only need to take a carry-on to travel for like 2 weeks.
I want to be clear though, every time you do anything, you research the crap out of it.
Yes.
And you know what you're going to do. Like you have a whole plan with everything you do.
I showed them a picture of what I was planning on bringing on my travels. The women were crazy. Like, take a quarter of that. You could only take 25%. Of it, but they were pretty funny. I mean, they gave some good advice, but like some people for 16 days are like, you only need to take 3 or 4 pair of pants.
No.
What?
No.
Like, I'm not going to be hot and sticky and rainy and then rewear stuff that many times.
No.
That is just gross to
yeah.
me. Plus, I want to look cute in pictures.
Yeah.
So
I'm
not sure.
I know I'm like, this is bad for like the environment, but like I'm a washer towel every time person. wash all my clothes every time person. You know, I'm all of that.
I'm not, yeah. I'm not a carry on. I mean, okay. I wish maybe I would get there, but.
Bill sees them and Deborah says they showed up when she refreshed the
okay.
website.
Oh, good. Okay.
So good news. Good
this
news.
Chocolate peanut butter fudge, do not hesitate. This is so yeah, good.
Super
this,
good.
I'm voting for this to be a real flavor because I would like to drink this a lot.
Okay. I like it when people will reach out and tell us what they vote to be full-time flavors too. Because we do keep that in the back of our minds when we're doing new launches, which I know Brent told you guys 2 weeks ago, we have new flavor launches in August, right?
Okay, what one is
so this
that?
Is
this is our butter
pecan. Pecan fudge, smooth yeah. buttery fudge infused with toasted pecan.
This is one of my favorite like real life fudges to eat. That oh, and like maple so walnut.
Oh,
favorite
yeah.
favorite mm. fudges.
This is mm. way better than eating them, I think.
Mm. Yeah, agreed.
God, the smell is amazing. So butter pecan is one of my favorite ice creams too.
So has anybody been to Scotland? Because I would like recommendations. Yeah. We're starting it in Dunfermline, and I don't know if I'm saying that, yeah. north of Scotland, or north of Edinburgh. And then we're going all over the place. And then we go up to Inverness. And then we're going back down to Edinburgh and spending some time there. And then we're going to Isle of Mull and Isle of Ionia.
Aren't you going to Isle of Skye too? Or
that's
is that
Isle of Skye is when we're oh, in okay. Inverness. Yeah. Okay. And then back to Glasgow. And then we're actually flying out from there.
That's so. Really cool. Well, to be clear, she says for recommendations, but I told you she's a planner. She's got like everyday
plans. I have a whole binder.
She's got a binder. This you want to travel with Lori because everything is like plotted out. Especially naps, which is my favorite part about traveling with you, because there's always like, all right, it's time to nap. We just get in the bed.
We don't do European naps, but yeah. in the States, 100%.
Yeah.
We do naps.
It depends what kind of vacation.
If yeah.
It's supposed to be a chill yeah. vacation. Like when we went in May that 1 year, I think we took a nap every single day.
I like
we're like
nap.
Pool, cocktails, nap.
Yep.
And then get ready for dinner and,
yeah.
and go
yeah.
out and have fun.
Yeah.
So,
which is the best thing to do, you know?
Because mm-hmm.
what's
oh,
a vacation
you,
without?
I'm so excited too. I mm-hmm. love planning is like a lot of the fun stuff of it. But
you could honestly get paid for your travel plans because you are like, all of it figured
my
out.
Favorite.
See, Crystal or Chuck,
like, we
they
don't
know.
Get naps in yes. October though.
Oof. Sometimes
I come
no.
home so tired.
I know. In May vacation, that's what May vacations were so different than October. Because mm-hmm. I'd yeah. sneak up. I'd leave Krista with her little 6-year-old and I'd sneak up and take a nap.
And I found out they don't start the gymnastics competitions in October. They start after October. So
oh,
we'll
good.
All
so
good.
You're good.
Good.
For Florida.
Yeah. Good. I'm so excited that Stella's doing gymnastics. I think that's so fun.
Well, she's been doing gymnastics. So
yeah.
This is like gymnastics.
Yeah. So it's like next level, which is really yeah. cool, you know, just to get involved in that level of competitiveness. And,
yeah.
You know, hopefully just really love it and enjoy it and grow.
So far, she really likes it.
Well, and she was telling because she went up to the top of the rope. And then I thought about that. I'm like, oh, I remember that from elementary school, like going up there and ringing the bell. And I was one of the only girls who could do it.
Yeah.
But it was like so. I mean, the rope is not forgiving.
You guys, no. Do you think they let people do that anymore? Because, like, if you fell from that high, you would
they put
they
mats
put a mat
down.
Under.
I'll tell you what, I'd still break a leg. I'd find a way.
Did you see how tall the rope is that she climbed?
No. Oh is gosh. It in the? Is it in the thingy? In the?
It's pretty high. It's pretty I did
tall.
See what
yeah.
Bill said. I can't. I can't read
Bill
that
says
for...
great. Now I need a nap. Not sure if my pulse will let me.
Absolutely.
We are, oh my God, that's so high.
Look at our coach standing under it.
You, what is that, like 10, 20, how 30, 30 feet? 30,
I mean, those
you guys,
are,
I can never tell how high something
those,
is. So.
I'd say those
if
kids
you,
are, what,
if you
4 feet tall, right?
The coach on top of it would be at least
yeah.
20.
Wow.
It's probably 20, 25.
That's
feet
seriously down. Impressive. I'm.
She
I'm,
is so strong.
I'm impressed.
I asked Dallas how he did with rope climb.
He didn't, they don't do the rope climb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did he do
he said
it?
He did.
Maybe
he said
did.
He didn't make it very far.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. He's only had a second class.
But
so.
I said you will. You will be able to. Oh, third flavor. I haven't finished my second flavor. I have stopped talking.
The gym has like boys gymnastics. And the coaches are pretty cool.
And
so.
I'm drinking every single one of these.
I know.
I figure I'm sitting there anyway. He might as well
yeah.
do something.
Yeah. Might as well have some
which
activity
one is
in his
this?
Life.
Pistachio
fudge.
buttery with a hint of vanilla and earthy undertone of pistachio.
I just love that with the boys, like on his first day, he has him trying a front tuck, like on the trampoline, off jumping to off the trampoline. Yeah. Day one. Girls, absolutely not. Are they time out?
That'd be
one.
Like 9 months in.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is like one of my favorite flavors we've ever done. I love this flavor.
Oh, that's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Your dogs won't let you nap. My dog would nap gladly.
I have pugs. All they do is nap, like 21 hours a day, something like that. They're like, hey, what are you doing? We're napping. And I'm like, yes, we are. All they want to do.
We have a little Shih Tzu, and I just love when I'm napping. She comes up the bed till she hits my feet. And then she just lays right by my feet.
Oh, really?
But she has to, like, be touching me. And then she's really in a cuddly mood. She's got to come, like, just, like, spoon with me.
Sky comes up, lays next to my pillow, and then she puts her head on my shoulder.
Oh, that's sweet.
And she, like, tries to tuck it under my chin. Oh. And she'll do that until I get too hot, and then she goes on the couch.
Did you see? I saw those whatever things, but it's like they kiss the dog.
Yeah, the video you
sent. And then the dog's, like, just cuddled into
them. Or they bring their face up like this and wait for a kiss.
Oh,
yeah, that was
so
a cute video.
Cute.
It was
so cute.
That's don't deserve dogs, guys.
In the morning, Jason lets Sky out, and then she comes back inside, and she glues her face to my face. Yeah. And it's because she knows she's not supposed to lick me. So she'll sit there and she'll try so hard not to give kisses.
Oh, that's so
cute.
But
she's just got to glue it right on my face.
Dogs are the best.
She's so happy.
Well, they said, I was like, this would totally blow these facts, but it was like adult or humans can do like 170 receptors. If you really, really trust somebody and love them, they can open that many receptors. Dogs are like 350.
Wow.
I mean, dogs, because they just make your receptors and your dopamine or whatever incredible. That's why dogs are so it's very difficult to lose a dog, because they just open up these things that people can't. Yeah.
And I believe that dogs know when somebody's not good people too.
Yeah,
I'm reading Freda McFadden books right now. We know we love Freda McFadden. Bill, have you read Freda? Because she's awesome.
Bill might like those books.
Yeah. They're always twisty. I love her twistiness. But in the book right now, the dog doesn't like somebody, and that person's like a person of interest, kind of. And I'm like,
I just read a latest one, but now I'm always looking for the clues. So I knew right away, because there was a lot of beeping noises, and I'm like, why does she keep hearing this beeping noise?
Yeah.
So I knew. I figured it out.
Yeah. I love her books. Anytime I've seen her books. Yeah.
But I like the other one, the porch one.
Oh.
The twisty.
Yeah, the affair, wasn't it? Or the arrangement?
The arrangement. That is like,
that was a really good
twist. Good book.
Yeah. That was a really good twist.
Really good. And there's three of them.
Yeah. I don't know why I only read the first one. I need to read the other two.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's twisty.
And it's not always that all the books in a trilogy or, you know, a series is good.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes you're like, this could have been two books, not seven.
Oh,
you know?
I'm like on the Onyx, whatever.
Onyx
forever.
Storm, yeah.
And I'm listening to it. So it's like
25
hours.
Like the first book was good. The second book was okay. The third book was good.
I do not like endless fighting.
Yeah.
Quit doing this. The sisters did that too. And they're like endless fighting. Like, I need some like relationship. Fun times.
But endless
smut
is bad too.
Oh, I can't stand it either. I'm like 30 seconds, 30 seconds, 30 seconds.
We get it.
We
get it.
We did that book club, I Hate Him or whatever, and that's 30 seconds, 30 seconds.
Okay, but did you read the second book?
No.
You guys.
I read all three of them.
Isn't the second book with the coffee lady hilarious?
Hilarious.
And then the banter in this book is some of the cutest banter I've ever.
It is.
It's Megan Quinn.
And I listened to him.
Did you listen?
I'm reading the second one. I listened to the first one.
I did.
Cute.
I've listened to some of her books before, but I remember liking them, but there was some that was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to listen to this.
I really 30 seconds.
Yeah, you can kind of go through it a little bit. I was reading that second one last night
end of the chapter
until 1:30 in the morning, because the friends didn't become lovers until 66% in, and I had to get there.
I think she's a tamer Ivy, sort of.
Yeah,
it's the same kind of mantra, which I like. And now I'm on the fourth book, because now there's a whole bridesmaid series that interlinks into it or something.
I like when authors do that, and then they do like spinoffs, and then you get like little like showings of the characters throughout, you know.
Did you guys ever read Wicked?
No, the original Wicked. I hear it's really gross.
I got through the prologue and I'm like, I think this is not for me.
I was actually warned about it by several people not to read Wicked. Yeah, because they said that the book is really dark and political. And like,
it started off.
There was something really gross that happened in it. And usually I'm huge about reading the book. So like, we just listened to Sunrise on the Reaping, the new Hunger Games movie comes out in November. Awesome. Loved it. Great.
Yeah.
I'm still living in that world really in my mind. Do you ever do that? You finish reading a book and you're still kind of living it. Yeah. I love. And now like Lane, my youngest, will watch the Hunger Games movies with me. So we're going to do a rewatch of that.
We should have a book club.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Oh,
here. Have a little online book club.
Yeah, we can do that. We could do the part of our blog. We could
just do it on a different day. We
could, or we could do a part of our blog too.
Once a month.
Yeah. But I forgot what I was warned that Wicked was like, and so the problem is when the movie came out, they really marketed like things so people thought that it was a book for kids, and it was very much not a book for kids. Yeah. So Deborah said I could not read it, but loved it.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
I was just surprised. And I put it on before I was going to sleep. So I was kind of in that kind of listening, not listening. And then I just went,
what?
I think I'm going to go back to Onyx, whatever.
Which is funny because I know you haven't enjoyed that one so far. So if you're going to go back to that, then you're really not having a good time.
I just want it to progress forward.
My rule too is like, if I read something, if it's a series, I want it to be finished and I want there to be a happy ending. If there's not a happy ending, I'm mad.
Happy endings.
Don't mess with my emotions.
And if there is no happy ending, I rewrite it in my mind.
Like, what was that one book? Oh, it was like 1,000 Boy Kisses. And it was like the entire book you just cried through. And I'm like, this is stupid.
That's how I felt. Ooh, that one that was a TV series with a friend and...
Oh, what was it?
Firefly Lane.
Firefly Lane.
Oh, Firefly Lane.
Yeah. I just bawled.
Was that one Kristen Hannah?
And I never read the second book because I'm like, I just can't do this again.
No, the show was like that. No.
Heart-wrenching. No.
Well, that's why I stopped reading Nicholas Sparks. Nicholas Sparks used to be like my go-to author. I read everything he would write. And then it was like, I was sick of rolling the dice with how Nicholas Sparks was feeling that day.
Yeah.
Is he going to like ruin this and kill everybody? Or is he going to have a happy ending? And Nicholas, I can't do that with anymore. We're done. We broke up 10 years ago.
I mean, lighthearted.
Life is too.
Give me an HEA. We're done. Yeah.
Chocolate cherry fudge. Decadent chocolate sword with sweet tart cherries. So yeah, this one's flying off the shelves for sure.
I'll tell you what, no matter what we do. So we now have 3 cherry flavored coffees that are permanent. Black cherry, Michigan cherry, our number one selling coffee, and our cherry vanilla.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what we do. Cherry, for whatever reason, seems to be everybody's favorite. Everybody loves cherry. Personally, I'm not a cherry fan. I do love this coffee very much.
Yeah.
But my God, they're amazing.
Yeah.
They're amazing. You can't go wrong with this coffee.
Good cherry.
How many times have you been to Mackinac? Like, I know when you went to Girl Scouts when you were little.
5 or 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sedona was asking to
Is that Mackinac Facts?
I haven't been in a really long time.
I was thinking about seeing if that room, there was one room we got, it had like 3 beds in one room and then a connecting room with 2 more beds.
I think that
because
of
a bunch of
my biggest concern is the boat over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if it's not a decent day, I just do not want to feel sick.
There are some boats though, and we didn't realize this, that when we went on the ferry over, that go under the bridge. And so we happened to get there at the time the one was going under the bridge. That was so cool.
Yeah.
Because it takes you out first, you go under the bridge and you just get to, and you're just like, to me, like, and so Mike Rowe did this Dirty Jobs about the Mackinac Bridge. Mackinac Bridge is like the longest suspension bridge, I think, maybe in the world. I think so. It's 5 miles long. And what's crazy is that there's a person whose job is to chip and repaint it. And then as soon as they're done, they had to do it again. And Mike Rowe is a tall, skinny guy, right? He gets in and you like go into like the supports or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he went all the way to the top. You guys, you know, I don't like heights. I just look at it and I just think about it and I start gagging. Like,
that bridge is huge.
And claustrophobia is another phobia of mine. Oh, horrible.
Left Mackinac on the ferry once and we got halfway back. and our motor stopped or something. And then we had to go back. And there were like 10, 15 waves over
Michigan.
And then we went back out. And I was in the bathroom the entire time.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel that bad because a girl who worked on the boat was over the side.
If you guys have never been on the Great Lakes. It's like nothing.
Ocean.
Like it's like nothing you've ever seen. Yeah. Like I really like to see like that vast of fresh water, and then like there's just so much like history with it. Like Lake Superior is the coldest lake. And they also say that she never gives up her dead because it's so deep and so cold that this is morbid, but like if you die there, like the gases in your body, like it doesn't matter. Usually it makes your body raise up, but it actually keeps you down because it's so cold. You're preserved. Yeah. So there's a diving site you can go to, and you can see a body that's been down there, I think, since the 1800s. He has a name. I think it's like Captain Charlie or Willie or something.
That's weird.
Because people dive to the site and see it, and you can Google it. Just Google bodies.
Yeah, that's kind of morbid.
You can Google photos,
so
you guys.
So what did Bill say? I can't see.
I personally like the cherry flavors, too. I always wonder where else cherry could mix with and be a cool coffee. Like, you know, it'd be cool is like a cherry apricot or cherry almond.
Cherry almond would be good. I'm thinking biscotti flavors. Biscotti box. Would
cherry
be fun.
White chocolate. Well, biscotti box is a fun idea. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I got you.
So Valley Girl.
Did I do that?
Oh, you did that. Or like LA. I don't
all right.
Know.
I got that.
Thank you. Okay, super good. Okay, so which one's your favorite, Britton?
I'm gonna go peanut butter. I really liked that.
I'm going pistachio. That's the cup I picked up to drink.
I think I'm doing butter pecan.
Okay,
I love those, those are my favorite flavors.
Yeah.
They were all really good. I think I say this every time, but this might be my favorite box.
There's sometimes you guys find a flavor you don't love.
A lot of people were like. When I was reading the comments that like you nailed it. Another
going
box
crazy.
Hit it apart. Yeah.
I love hearing that. We love the feedback too. And then, you know, sometimes people are like, I hate that flavor. It's terrible. It's like, hey, that's cool. You're not going to love every flavor.
When I do a subscription though, I just figure I'm not going to love everything. Do you know what I mean? Because that's part of the surprise of it. And sometimes the surprise is like a root beer flavor coffee. It's so different. It's not something you might not drink every day.
Some of the more unique flavors are the ones that people... So somebody actually just asked for the licorice flavor again the other day.
I saw that.
And I thought that was really funny because some people, like I think my friend Bill, will not even like
I wouldn't even try it.
Yeah.
And it's black licorice, to be fair. Like the red licorice, I would be all about. Yeah. But no, not that one.
Yeah. I've got a new flavor on my desk right now to try, and then I've got
this
three more coming
in. This
could
be the best. I agree. Yeah. I think this was a really good and a really nice balance of flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I liked it.
My giraffe agrees.
Yeah. We've got a couple more. I like all the months, and then sometimes it's just fun. But then, sometimes when you're working on the boxes, you're like, are people going to like this? They're kind of weird flavors. So I sent you guys, I don't know if you saw the draft. Of everything for next year.
Okay.
Yeah. So you've got to check those out because.
And it is hard to keep coming up with fresh things.
Well, we say that, but then we do it.
I've got
2027. Patty loves black licorice. Yeah, oh, that black licorice. People.
Maybe it's a Patty thing.
Love or hate. Yeah. You love or hate it.
Well, and then we have a customer who's Swedish, and she said in Switzerland. Sweden. Mm-hmm. They love. Licorice, and actually she sent me a link.
You can tell Patty's had a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
She's talking really, really, really fast. I wonder if the interpreter person will be able to keep up with you or the whatever.
They're going to say.
They're going to be like. Okay,
so now I'm
Patty
really,
talking rapidly.
I'm purposely trying to slow down and I feel like I'm underwater. Sometimes we'll be in meetings and you can tell I've had too much coffee and she'll just reach over and put her hand up and I'm like that's okay. My cue to just try to sit quietly.
A meeting that should have taken 10 minutes. Sometimes it'd be 40 minutes.
It didn't even try to make any of your noises.
Oh, it didn't?
No.
Beep, 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 beep.
It did. Didn't even attempt it.
We're a bunch of kids. We're a bunch of children. Hey, but though, fun fact, all this coffee is decaf. But also, fun fact, I've also had two full 20-ounce caps.
Did coffee we just had this morning?
It put a bunch of stars that time.
Did it?
You swore. It's really like, I don't know.
Bill, I'm
doing.
So glad you said cherry cola. I've been thinking about
morning,
cola
Jennifer.
Lately.
Morning, Jennifer.
I have an idea for that.
Orange crush, Faygo flavors.
I almost, they don't know what Faygo is probably unless you're in Michigan.
I know, but then we could introduce it because it's a cool Michigan brand.
But listen, I just watched a video last night of somebody making homemade cola and I want to make it for you guys because you take coconut sugar and you cook it and like just like dry, right? Until it becomes like syrupy. And then you add water and then like cinnamon, three different citrus peels, like so lemon, lime and orange. And then you add coriander and cinnamon sticks and nutmeg.
Lost me.
Got them all. Don't worry, I got them up here. And then you simmer them for 5 minutes.
Those flavors.
But that's what Coke is. And then they mixed it with 3 cups of sparkling water and they said it tastes like a homemade Coke without the dyes and the corn syrups. And things like that. So I want to make it for you guys and see if it's good or not.
That's we went to the Dr. Pepper Museum when we were in Waco, Texas.
Hey, Jennifer,
and
good morning.
It was so good. But they did, they like pippeted these little flavor things into your soda. It was so yummy.
It was like the syrup was separated from
It was like, and they had like a safe. I mean, it's pretty cool, all the history, but in the safe was like the recipe for Dr. Pepper. But it was so much better than what you get in the grocery store.
Well, and I like
so I imagine it's similar.
Soup. Yeah, I'm going to make it for you guys. But we did the World of Coke together a few years ago, and there's that one flavor, Beverly, that everybody tries and like scrapes their tongue out afterwards because it's so gross. Ooh, Deborah loves Faygo. Grape is so good. So Faygo is a Detroit cola or Detroit
rock and rye
soda company, or as we say, pop. Yeah, they've got the rock and rye, orange, grape, red.
It is sickeningly sweet.
Yeah,
it is.
But
yeah,
they have really sweet. Fun flavors. So
it's
they just
like
came
orange
up with a
bomb crush
pop.
To me is kind of like an equivalent to the flavor profile.
Yeah, it's kind of like your orange Fanta, which is so
red
good.
Pop.
Yeah, it's just called red. Red. Whereas like, it's really not the same as like a Fanta's strawberry either, which
I love. Cream soda is really good though.
Oh, cream soda. A turtle candy flavor. I like that.
Ooh.
I like that. I like the sea salt caramel mocha flavor we did in our November box. We've had a lot of requests for that one too.
Vanilla cream soda, the best.
Yes.
Mm. I had a cream soda this week from Potbelly.
Monday.
I'm like, I don't know, whatever Monday. It is. But I held it out to Willie, the dog, so he could sniff it because he likes to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
He took one sniff and ran into your office and wouldn't go near
I
the
bet you
bottle.
The carbonation got his nose.
No,
weird.
There was no carbon. It was gone.
Oh, that's
really?
Funny.
He did not like
well,
the smell
I didn't
that.
Realize. So Willie, my son's dog, will take the beer can and tip it over. So he can get beer. He really likes beer. But
and
I
coffee.
Think they put it in his little dish sometimes, too.
He likes coffee.
Yeah.
He does like coffee. Does. If he's got coffee out, he spills it. So he can
that's right. He's not here today. Dog. I said, Captain Chaos isn't here today.
He's crazy.
We decided he's been exceptionally naughty lately.
He's a toddler.
Yeah.
He's toddler age.
Well, I was telling him he has this train because now he sits. He jumps up into one of my chairs and longingly looks out the window with a ball in his mouth so that I'll take him out and throw the ball a few
times.
He
knows.
He just lays in my office on my feet. 85 pounds on my feet.
I still can't believe how big he is. He's going to be like a monster. Just the biggest golden ever.
I think he's just going to fill out from where he is now.
Yeah. Well, his legs really haven't gotten that much taller. Mm-hmm. He's just gotten longer.
He's going to fill out. Yeah.
So
it's crazy.
His dad was pretty lean.
Yeah, we'll
dad was
his dog's
too.
A whole new
and doesn't
breed.
Get fed food
constantly
all day, every day.
Well, feel free to message us with your flavor ideas because we love to hear them. And sometimes one flavor can inspire an entire box.
And
that's
we are working
too.
On next year's boxes right now. So it's a great time for
2026, 2027, all both in the works. So,
and if you ordered, if you're a big chocolate raspberry fan, we are out of lids.
Oh, yeah.
Our manufacturer, usually it's like a 4-week lead time. And we're like, okay, where are the lids? And they're like, oh, no, it's now an 8-week lead time.
Banana's going to be
and
an
banana,
too.
So if you do order those flavors, we are making them with different lids and putting a note in there. So,
Same coffee.
And I got a couple Whoops flavor. Or they're not. I mean, it's whatever. They're going to be going up soon. They are pods. So it's like, I think they made creme brulee with a Hawaiian coconut lid.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Or vice versa, yeah.
And then I don't know what lid's on one of them, but it's unflavored coffee.
Yeah.
So those are going to be going up on clearance.
Yeah, that's a cool idea. Today. Yeah.
Because it's
and they're fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just an oops.
It's a good way to get the coffee for cheaper.
The machine operator just made an oops.
Yeah. She was so upset with herself. I'm like, girl.
You didn't get the coffee this month?
Send
Jessica.
I think my subscription expired. It might have.
Send customer service an email and then we can do like a one time invoice and get you. Because
it is one worth
getting. If you do 2.5s, I'm sure we can do more. K-cups might be a problem.
Decaf, I know there's not enough of. I know, but you're not a decaf person, Jen, I don't think.
Yeah.
I know, I went by there and saw what she had
left. It is a really good one.
I mean, you could always get a refillable pod if you needed to.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
So just send customer service an email. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
And if we only sometimes have decaf, I mean, if you're not really concerned about having caffeine or not, our decaf coffee is excellent.
Because that's what we had today, was all decaf. Well, like, because by the time we get in here, I know if I have any more caffeine. I can't believe you had
decaf and you're still crazy.
Well, I had two full 20. Well, I mix it with my protein shake. Oh. And I have two full 20-ounce ones before we ever come in here. So,
I did half a cup of coffee before.
Well, you know, as we read an article, the more coffee you drink, it's better for your brain.
Just send Jessica customer service an email and then we'll be able to figure that out for you.
Yes. This was fun.
See you next
time. I know. That's the notorious. I know. I love Bill.
I know.
And Patty says, decaf.
Well, everybody, have a wonderful. I won't see you for a couple weeks, and I'm sure I'll be excited to share about our travels when I get back.
Okay. And don't forget freebie sale right now, too. If you order, you get a freebie.
Have a wonderful
week. There's just a pile of freebies and the girls.
Random stuff. They just add random stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great week. Yeah.